Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, on a Monday, coming off a crazy busy weekend.
Do I not get a weekend from my weekend?
No, I don't think we're allowed.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think there's something about Tom and Laura that it's a fine print in the contract that we're not allowed any days off.
Oh, my goodness.
Unless it's on station business like a KX cruise or something.
But that wasn't even off. I still woke up early.
I know. See, that's where they get off. See, you get the time off, but you're working for the company anyway.
Oh.
See, that's the fine print part.
It was very fun, though.
So here we are, coming off a weekend of a 4th of July celebration that finally wrapped up in Lewisburg last night.
Do you know what, though? That was a good call to postpone the fireworks from Saturday. Those storms were a little bit nasty.
Yeah, they were wilder than fireworks.
They were.
So last night, Sean Carey, Facebook Live, mm-hmm. The fireworks, I could actually hear them from the porch, but I was watching them on an iPad. So I was like, thanks, Sean. Appreciate it, buddy. You know, but yeah, the parade was wonderful.
It was. We had such a nice time in Lewisburg on Saturday morning.
Tom and Laura and Murphy, the morning show dog, was quite a hit.
He was. He stole the show. I think people were more excited mm-hmm. to see Murphy than they were to see you and I.
Yeah, it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Because they're like, Murphy! Murphy!
It was like, Morgan! Hey, how you doing? Good, how are you? Where's Murphy? He's hanging out the other window. Cross the street.
Go
quick,
around, and yes.
And then you did get out and do a little bit of walking with
not
her.
Not too much, though, because it was too warm. I didn't want, you know, his puppy paws to hurt. So we got out to
and
say
God
hi.
And God knows people called you on it on social media.
They did.
Like you have no idea how to take care of a dog. People, calm down, will you?
Yeah.
Are those dogs' pads protected?
We didn't
don't
walk at all.
Worry about
we barely walked. We got out to say hi to Kevin Hur and Matt Catrillo,
who were doing the parade on television.
So we said hi. I believe Murphy made TV.
Yes, he did.
He made
quite
TV.
A cameo, and he also ate all the candy that was laying on the parade route.
Which is another reason why we didn't walk.
That's why we put him back in the car, because yes. We didn't want any Murphy runs later.
No, and, he was eating the Tootsie Rolls. And then we did hop out one more time for a split second, because, oh my goodness, my nephew was so excited.
And evidently, he's at that age where he thinks you're only important if you're in a parade.
Yes, yes. I mean, he's 3, he'll be 4 soon, but he was so excited that Murphy and Chuchi were in a parade.
Chuchi would be Laura, a few people keeping score at home.
Yes.
Yes. So someday his mom's going to be dragging him to the parade, and he's going to be like, really? But he's at that age where he had a good time.
He had a great time. He had his red, white, and blue on, little American flag. And then, there of course, is. Baby brother was there as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a great fun. Day. It was a fun day.
It was fun seeing people in Lewisburg and the longest 4th of July parade in the history of mankind. So there you have it. Hey, we're going to start forming at about 8 o'clock and we'll roll at about 11. So,
did we suffer, Tom?
No, we had a good time.
We did not
suffer. Talking to people.
It was great.
Yeah, it was
there was
fun.
No suffering.
Whatever you did this weekend, I hope you started the Week of America on a high note.
It is officially the Week of America.
It is officially. This is all Laura's
doing. It's America's birthday.
So you get a week.
You get a week. So it's the Week of America. So we need to celebrate our beloved nation. In style. So we had fireworks last night, I believe, that kicked off the Week of America.
I think it did.
And it goes Sunday to Sunday.
Oh, I thought we started on Saturday at the parade. It was the 4th of July parade.
Okay, Saturday to Saturday.
Let's do Saturday.
All right, so Saturday to Saturday. I wanted to encompass like the full weekend next weekend.
And Pine Otter Days is going on right
exactly.
now, so that's another week of fun.
Celebrating America.
There it is.
Because it's the Week of America.
Hope you had a good weekend. We're back. It's Monday. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. We're talking about the Week of America. It is America's birthday, and Laura started this thing a long time ago about your birthday is actually a week long. Today is Canada Day.
You know?
How does that infiltrate our holiday? What are you Canadians up to anyway? Stop it.
Yo, those at Niagara Falls can just go across the border, celebrate that, come back across the border, celebrate our nation.
There you go. Canada Day today. How do we celebrate Canada Day? By leaving another lady on a plane. What is up with Air Canada? A couple months ago, we did that story about the person who woke up in a dark plane in a hangar. It happened back in April. Well, it happened again over the weekend again.
I just told my mom I'm coming back. So sit there. I'm going to get a chair and I'll be back.
Wheelchair.
And how do you walk through a plane on your way out to make sure everybody's gone and leave a woman?
I didn't cry, but I was very, very scared.
This poor lady.
She was totally broken when she got off that plane.
You're certainly starting to look like and feel like there's been a breakdown of Air Canada's protocols and procedures.
Obviously.
You think?
Passengers and securing the airplane.
This is the second time someone's been left on a plane.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And in both instances, it was because the individuals were not physically capable of getting off the plane on their own, so they needed assistance.
And no assistance comes back. They go park the plane in the hangar and turn out the lights.
Uh-huh.
Bye. It's bad enough when they lose your luggage. They're losing humans now.
I would hope some people will be losing their jobs because of this.
I would imagine.
This is what I'm thinking.
No, there has not been good news for Air Canada
recently. That's atrocious.
It is. It's awful.
So come celebrate Canada Day by being left on a plane. News is next. Hey, we got to talk about Matt's camping trip coming up.
Yes, we do.
I got some stories.
Stand by. 94KX, Tom and Laura, and to the sound of dramatic cellos, we now ask news guy Matt how his camping trip went over the weekend. We did weekend in review, but now we got to go to Matt because...
No, we need a full 2 minutes on this.
It wasn't exactly a weekend trip because he was with us at the Lewisburg Parade, but he did take Thursday and Friday to go camping.
Yes.
Now, this is a guy that hates anything that has more than two legs.
Basically, yes, except Murphy.
Thank you. Okay,
except Murphy.
Thank you.
Now, at full discretion, I do love to go camping. My wife and I love to go camping, so we decided to do that as part of our anniversary celebration, which is today.
Yay!
Our second anniversary is today.
Happy anniversary.
Thank
you. It really surprises me, though, that you like to go camping. Like,
I do. I mean, I'm also an Eagle Scout, too, full discretion.
Okay. Did you get your merit badge in insects?
No, I did not.
And furry creatures?
Environmental science, yes, but I did have to deal with said insects that kind of annoyed me this weekend and put my toleration of insects
even
lower
than it actually was already?
Yes.
I mean, because it was hot and humid.
Yeah, so my wife and I got eaten alive by the mosquitoes out at Hickory Run State Park at the Poconos.
Oh, I love
where
Hickory
we
Run.
I do, yeah, it's
mosquitoes?
Great.
Mosquitoes?
They eat me alive. I have, like, sweet blood. For whatever reason, they're, like, attracted to me. I'm serious. My husband could be sitting next to me. He doesn't have a bite on him, and I have, like, 47 crawling all over me.
Yeah, Lisa and I pretty much had our fair share. Okay, we actually
so
shared the sip about on our one foot. Yeah.
Right.
So that was number one that I wasn't happy about, but I knew that probably would happen, so it's whatever.
Okay.
Then my wife and I go hiking in the woods on our last day, and I come back and I see a tick that is almost on me, so
almost
I get it, and I beat the crap out of it, basically, with my...
How long does it take to beat the crap out of a tick?
It took a while because I was trying to kill it with my shoe, and it still wasn't dead yet, so I had to use something else, and I finally got onto it, and then every time we went hiking, I just kept checking every 2 seconds for ticks on my leg, and then my wife and I are just sitting at home after we put everything away, and she's on her computer, and all of a sudden, she felt a sting. I'm like, what? And somehow a bee got into our house. So as soon as I see that, I dispose of that little insect.
He dispatched him. He dispatched him.
Yes. He dispatched him. Yes. Okay.
Yes. So,
oh, my Lord.
And as I'm doing this, Lisa's like, it's okay. It really doesn't hurt. It's okay. But I'm just like, you know, just beating it to death.
So there's a country song called Take You Into the Sticks and Check You for Ticks. That's basically what you were doing Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
So you knew that was going to happen. There was going to be mosquitoes. There's going to be ticks. The bee sting was an unfortunate part of the weekend, but other than that, you guys survived.
Yes, we did. It was a lovely time out in Hickory Run. It's always cool to see that the boulder field out there. I grew up going up there, so it was cool to show. It was Lisa's first time, so I showed her around there, and we had a nice time. It was pretty empty too, so it was nice and quiet. It's exactly what was needed. Then I come back, and it was a great parade on Saturday before unfortunately the rains came, but at least we got the parade in. It was good.
And a happy anniversary, too.
Yes, thank you.
That's awesome.
2 years. Yeah.
You guys know that I was married once? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
No, I had no idea.
Okay, then. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. There's a pretty good chance News Guy Matt will be doing it all today. He'll do the news. He'll do the sports. Maybe he'll even do the weather.
I can do it all.
Maybe Tom and Laura could just go home and Matt will do it all.
Don't take away the weather from me.
Chelsea Celsius.
All right, you can keep that one.
She had to jump in real quick at 6. What did you guys have for breakfast today, Laura?
I didn't eat breakfast yet. I had my lemon water.
I haven't eaten breakfast yet either, actually.
I have to go get it, but I do have a protein bar, and I'll probably have either hot tea or coffee.
Excuse me, is that what you call breakfast, young lady? Is that what you call breakfast?
Listen, when you work the entire weekend, one does not have time to go to the grocery store.
Or if your husband eats everything,
so
too.
It's not like you didn't have a chance to
point that. That was a low blow on Keith. I'm sorry.
Did you eat the whole refrigerator again?
No, that was last week.
Okay. Oh. All
right. Here's the deal. I had a bowl of Special K this morning.
Aren't you just special?
My orange juice.
4 a.m. is too early.
Yeah, it's too early for me, too.
I do my room temperature water with lemon. Like, you just got to...
Why is it too early? You get up at 3, you eat at 4. It's that simple.
I'm not waking up at 3. That's you, friend.
Yeah, that's not me either.
I'm waking
up
at 4.
Here's the deal. 53% of us eat cold pizza for breakfast. And we say it's okay.
Actually, it is, because the combination of carbohydrates, protein, and like fat in pizza actually does make it a breakfast that satisfies.
Food and Wine magazine says it's okay to eat cold pizza. Maybe with a glass of wine for breakfast. I don't know. Food and Wine magazine.
I don't know about the
wine. I can't
do
that. I'm sorry.
53% of us say cold pizza should be considered a breakfast food.
I think cold pizza is gross.
Yeah, no. I have to have it hot.
Really?
Same.
Yeah. Are you guys kidding me?
No.
What kind of Americans are you?
I'm apparently not.
Pizza.
Not that kind of American.
Like, even when you're in college, like...
No,
you
never once did I do that.
There's
no.
A box of pizza laying on your bed.
It sat out all night. Gross.
Are you?
Yucky.
We got to get intern Jordan in on this. I bet you she eats pizza a day later laying on her college bed.
Cold pizza is really good.
There it is. Thank you for saving the day, Jordan.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I can't eat things that you eat like for lunch or dinner for breakfast. Like, I'm a strict, I have to have breakfast food at breakfast time.
This is where I agree with Matt.
This may be the first time you ever agreed with
this. This is true.
It's very
true.
No, I agree with you. I like breakfast foods at breakfast time.
Exactly.
All right. News is next. Whatever you're having for breakfast, I say pizza's okay. Tom and Laura in the morning, celebrating July with Knoebels and Kids Month. And we've got a chance to hit the pool.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to win some pool passes from our friends at Knoebels, because it's all about the kids all month long in July. Also, then get qualified to win a party of your choice at Knoebels. It's all part of Celebrate Kids Month. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
4KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Yay!
Who's this?
This is Angela.
Hi, Angela. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sunbury, but I live in Mount Pleasant Mill.
Oh, all right. What you doing in Sunbury? Going to work?
Yes.
All right. Angela, you got some kids to have some fun?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you just got yourself hooked up with some pool passes from Knoebels. It's all part of Celebrate Kids Month right here on what station?
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
Now with the 50th anniversary of America's first man on the moon moment approaching on July 20th, there's lots of talk about space forces and manned missions and going back to the moon and on to Mars. And please, have you flown coach lately? We can barely put a man on the surface of LAX.
When Amazon announced earlier this year that they'd be making one-day shipping standard for Prime members, Walmart immediately hinted that it would do the same. Basically, Amazon is the industry trendsetter. They're the Michael Jackson of shipping. They're the best at what they do, everyone tries to imitate them, and nobody who learns a third thing about them is happy that they did.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Any way you want it, that's the way you get it here, because we aim to please every single morning. There you have it.
Yes, we do.
Birthday buddies on the way, some musical birthdays. Maybe we could sing something.
Ooh.
Maybe get intern Jordan to sing. That would be a first ever. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott is 48 today.
Yes.
She's still in jail. I think she's out of jail now, right?
She's out of jail.
Okay. She was the original female rapper. That's pretty cool. Anybody else musically inclined here? Skipping down the list. Oh, Debbie Harry is 74 today. If you don't know the name Debbie Harry, she was the blonde in the band Blondie. So I can remember when the band first came out, they had little lapel buttons that said Blondie is a band, not a girl. So there you go. Maybe we could do a little Heart of Glass or I don't know.
I think we're going to do Let Me See Your Birthday Buddies, like the 1-2-step.
Okay, then.
That's all you.
Bounce, get your buddy on. Bounce, get your buddy. Bounce, get your buddy on. I like Missy Elliott. I'm a little too white to like Missy Elliott, but I like Missy Elliott.
That's okay. You get your bounce on over there, and we'll do Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. Happy birthday.
Get your freak on.
Get your what?
Freak on.
Okay, freak. Listen up. It's Andrew Rocky's birthday. He is 43 years old today. Happy birthday, Andrew.
Emily Reese is 31 today. Happy birthday.
Kimberly Stone Road from Sealands Grove is 20 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Angela Hoot from Sealands Grove. She's 53.
Heather Lesher from Dalmatia is 28 today.
Megan Miller is 31. Happy birthday.
Ann Bowersox is 51 today. Oh, wait a minute, 61. Hey, I just gave you 10 years. Happy birthday, Ann.
Jack Dempsey from Sunbury is 49.
Megan Scholl from Williamsport is 38 today. Happy birthday.
Brittany Martin from Williamsport is 30.
John Reyes from Sunbury is 49.
Nicole Lutta is 39. Happy birthday.
Casey Fowler is 33 today.
Kenneth Strasser is 58.
Robin Carper from Sealands Grove is 47. Happy birthday.
Chris Zimmerman from Mifflinburg is 56 today.
Kevin Camp from Middleburg is 46.
Sarah Merritt, 39 today. Happy birthday.
Darlene Saberschool from Richfield is 63 years old and called in early this morning. Marianne Wansick from Mount Carmel is 58. Her husband Mike's an old radio buddy of mine. Happy birthday, Marianne. Remember, you'll always be younger than me. Nothing else on the text club?
We have a couple of special birthdays, though, today.
And what makes them so special, he asks.
Hold, please.
Oh, that was today, wasn't it?
Yes. Hold on.
I got him.
Hold on.
I got him.
Brian Luden. He's actually our friend at Tri-County Sports and Tri-County Water. He turned 50 yesterday.
Yes.
But then, Mikey, from Auntie Mertzi.
Auntie Mertzi. Come on, Auntie Mertzi.
Auntie Mertzi, she texted in this morning that Mike, I'm going to butcher the last name, though, Tom. Mm-hmm. I think it's Sokolczyk, possibly?
Yeah, probably Sokolczyk.
Sokolczyk, yeah. Yep. Yeah. She said he's 20-something, recently engaged, a teacher at Lewisburg, and you know what? He's living the dream. So happy birthday, Mike, from Auntie Mertzi.
And Brian, and it's Ludden from Tri-County Water. I'm going to need a shower when I get out of the hot tub. I just need another drink of water. Happy birthday, Brian. We love you, man.
One more glass of water.
Every morning at this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. we're going to talk about the top breakup lines. I'm reading an article, and believe it or not, the number one breakup line has changed over the past few years. And we're going to ask you, intern Jordan, because you're a lovely youngster, and I'm sure you've dumped a lot of guys in your day.
That's, right. Did you just like call her a player on air?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No player? Yeah, you don't play.
We're trying to retain this girl after she's done. Tom. Okay, come on.
I'm sorry.
Want to give her a part-time job.
Oh, blow, man.
But before we do the top 10 breakup lines, we got to do a follow-up on Friday.
Because you
were going out to buy a big girl car.
A big girl car.
And trade in your college car.
Yes.
And Laura goes off on this thing that her grandpa did and her dad does and she does. And that's no matter how good the deal is, don't buy the car unless they throw in the nice floor mats.
The all-weather floor mats.
All-weather floor mats.
You didn't do that, did you?
I absolutely did do that.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
So you made it the deal breaker? You said, I want the nice floor mats.
Yeah, no, we were getting ready to sign the paperwork, so I was like, one last thing. And they were like, what's up?
One last? You pulled the one last thing?
Yeah, I did.
Good
they
girl.
Were like, what's up? That's so excellent. I said, those floor mats, those all-weather floor mats, can you throw those in? And the girl was so confused. She was like, those ones over there? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, you have floor mats in the car. And I was like, No.
I
want the all-weather nice ones.
We don't want to ruin the cloth floor mats. We want the nice ones.
Yes, exactly. So She was like, we only have tan in stock. And I was like, I have an all black car. And you she better, was like, okay, we can mail you the black ones
no way.
If you want. Yeah. So they're mailing me the black one.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Friends, try it at home. It worked for intern Jordan and generations of the Washaleskis. It could work for you.
Laura, what have you done?
Listen, I can't take all the credit. This is a Popoff Washaleski thing and also my father-in-law. So it's a good thing as well. It's like both sides of the family that wow. like you get ready to sign the deal and you go, one last thing.
So one last thing.
It still works to this day.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I am so proud.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, transitioning one last thing is not a top 10 breakup line. Oh, yeah, great dinner. Thanks for having me over. One last thing. We're done. Here are the top 10.
Ouch. That, like, hurt my heart a little bit. That would be rough.
That was really harsh.
I was having chest pain. All right, here's the top 10 breakup lines. Number 10, I don't know how to tell you this, but almost like one last thing.
I don't know how to, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that could be anything.
Yeah, number 9, here's a painful one. There's someone else.
That's like taking a bullet.
Yeah. Number 8, I just need some time for me.
Yeah, okay.
Cliche.
Yeah, sure you do. Number 7, I'm not ready for a serious relationship.
I really hate that one.
All right, well, let's have a comical relationship then, huh? The number 6, I need space. What are you, an astronaut? Come on. All right, number 5, I've been thinking.
Oh, that's vague.
Yeah, it's very vague.
Very vague.
That would drive me insane,
I'm just going to put out a little public service announcement. None of these things should be sent via text.
Oh, yes. Very good. Totally agree.
Very good. Number 4, I'm not the right person for you.
It just means like, hey, I don't like you.
That's exactly what that means.
Number 3, we want different things.
Also, hey, I don't like you.
You know what? I'm starting to think you're right. Okay.
Continue. Now, okay. We're getting up to the top.
Here comes the top 2. And at number 2 is the one that was the previous number 1.
Sorry, George.
But Seinfeld.
I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
No!
Oh.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me.
That's from Seinfeld. It's not you, it's me.
But there's a different number 1 now?
Yes, the new number 1. Brace yourself for it. We need to talk.
Oh.
Talk about what?
About how I don't like you anymore.
I guess we need to talk.
When a chick says we need to talk, you might as well just start punching yourself in the balls, dude.
Thank you, Carmen.
Carmen's, we need to talk.
I'd be really, really interested to hear from the listeners. Maybe we could put it on Facebook, Jordan.
Yes.
What do you think?
Jordan, what do you think?
Like,
yeah, I'll put it on.
Their breakup lines. Okay. How do you break up with somebody? I'm out of the game a while. And happily married.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm
just saying.
I'm just saying. I just had a little chest pain.
I was going to reserve that, but all right.
No. Like, how do you break up with somebody? I mean, I'm like 12 years out of the game here, so.
Okay, I didn't get we need to talk. I got you need to leave.
Oh, boy. Oh.
And
oh,
so boy. I did.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, for current and upcoming features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. You guys want to hear about a major feud going on?
Ooh.
Oh, sure.
Drama, drama, drama.
Yes, absolutely. This was not a happy weekend for Taylor Swift. Scooter Braun, who's best known for representing Justin Bieber and Kanye West, and being the rare adult male named Scooter, just bought Big Machine Records, and with it, all the music that Taylor released on that label.
Oops.
In a long Tumblr post, Taylor said she lost, quote, music I wrote on my bedroom floor and videos I dreamed up and paid for from the money I earned playing in bars, then clubs, then arenas, then stadiums. Mm-hmm. What stung more than anything was who bought it. She called this her, quote, worst case scenario, and said she's been the subject of Braun's, quote, incessant manipulative bullying for years. She gave some examples like, quote, when Kim Kardashian orchestrated an illegally recorded snippet of a phone call to be leaked, and then Scooter got his two clients together to bully me online about it, or when his client Kanye West organized a revenge porn music video which strips my body naked. I don't know about either of these things. I'm not sure what she's referring to.
I know about the phone call. I don't know about the Kanye West video, but that was kind of like pre and post when he stole her thunder.
Yeah,
at the MTV Music Awards.
Who cares?
And then really? I guess there was some phone conversation between her and Kim because they had been feuding. And then instead of like just letting it go away, Kim leaked it to sort of increase her popularity.
Hey, Taylor, Google the Beatles, Michael Jackson, and Northern Songs. Okay, there it is.
There you go. Yes, absolutely. And now, meanwhile, Justin Bieber has responded to Taylor's post. He said, quote, Scooter has had your back since the days you graciously let me open up for you. For you to take it to social media and get people to hate on Scooter isn't fair. Bieber also suggested that Taylor was trying to get sympathy and motivate her fans to bully his manager. Again, an adult male named Scooter.
That's all you need to know, Mike.
I know who I believe in this scenario, and it ain't the guy named Scooter.
Okay, no, it's not the guy named Scooter.
Yes. Melissa McCarthy is in early talks to play Ursula the Sea Witch in Disney's upcoming live-action Little Mermaid movie. Absolutely. No word on who might play Ariel. All we know is that the movie will incorporate the songs from the 1989 animated version, plus new music from Lin-Manuel Miranda and Alan Menken, the guy who did the original score. So that sounds like it could be a kind of an interesting project.
That's cool.
And finally, Toy Story 4 easily held off Annabelle Comes Home to win the box office for the second straight weekend. Toy Story 4 made another $57.9 million. Annabelle Comes Home debuted with about a third of that at $20.4 million. However, Annabelle opened on Wednesday, so it's actually made $31 million so far. The romantic fantasy involving the Beatles Yesterday opened in third place with $17 million. Aladdin was fourth with 9.3. Secret Life of Pets 2 rounds out the top five with 7.1 million.
There awesome. You go. Thanks, Mike. We got news coming up next, but Movie Mike's number one breakup line.
You mean one was given to me?
Given or thrown out there.
You don't make enough money for me.
Oh,
that's also like taking a bullet.
There's a whole story behind that, but that was the gist of it.
Oh, my goodness.
I would have responded with, hello, I work in radio.
Yeah.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. If you choose to work this week, a lot of people take a long week off. I think we have half a building full here today. But, if you choose to take the whole holiday off, what the heck are you doing over there?
Oh, I just hit my head.
Can you please stand still for 2 minutes?
Well, Murphy was barking, and I wasn't sure why, because he never barks. And I don't know if he needs to go outside or he just wants Chris Elio in the newsroom to come and pay attention to him.
I think he wants to eat Chris Elio in the newsroom.
But then I bent over to investigate and I cracked my head on the countertop.
Can you please try to keep yourself in one piece till the end of the show?
Don't give it my best shot. Okay, that just happened. Ow.
Happy July 1st. It is a brand new month. And here is Tom and Laura's list of things to look forward to this month. Although some of them, I'm like, what? Number one, Amazon Prime Day is coming up.
Yeah, but it's 2 days now.
Yeah, but what the heck is
it? Oh my gosh, it's when they have epic deals. I'm actually looking forward to it because I'm going to get myself like a new Roku this year and stuff. And they're always on sale on Prime Day.
Oh, okay. What's a Roku?
Oh, it's a streaming device for television.
Oh, okay. So now I know what Amazon Prime and Roku is. So I've learned a lesson today.
I could not function without Amazon Prime. I'm not going to lie.
July 15th and 16th. All right. Number two, the big movies of the month. There's Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. There's Lion King. There's all that stuff. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new Quentin Tarantino movie. Yes. That goes on. Number three, TV. How could you be looking forward to new seasons in TV in
July? Well, there's going to be Stranger Things is coming out.
That's the only thing I'm looking forward to is Stranger Things.
How about Veronica Mars? Anybody?
I love Veronica Mars.
Orange is the New Black?
Yes.
Okay.
This is all quality television coming to Netflix.
I'm looking at the 50th anniversary of Neil Armstrong's moonwalk that will be rebroadcast.
Oh, really?
And don't forget Shark Week.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Shark Week.
Maybe I will watch TV this month. Usually don't. All right. Number four in sports, Wimbledon gets underway.
Don't you dare.
Excuse me.
Don't you dare.
Tennis is for boring people.
That's so rude. Jordan. That's mean, right?
That's mean.
Okay, I didn't mean to be mean. If you like tennis, fine.
Serena is on the phone. And she's going to kick your you-know-what.
Oh, she certainly would. I might enjoy it, actually.
Oh, boy.
The U.S. women's soccer team takes on England in the semis. That happens tomorrow.
That's going to be a great, great match right
there. Here comes America right here. MLB All-Star Week kicks off on Monday. There's something to look forward to. The week of All-Stars. That's mean. That's me.
If you can do that to us about tennis, we can do that to you about professional baseball.
Yep. Okay, then. The 2019 ESPYs are on ESPN July 10th. Oh, look! Ooh. Another award show. Yeah, I'm with you on that. And the British Open starts July 14th. Golf on TV. Ready? Let's all do it together. Very good. And, of course, there's the 4th of July to look forward to this month.
Amazing.
And a host of other holidays, and we'll take them as they come this month, but Slurpee Day, French Fry Day, Hot Dog Day, ooh, and National Ice Cream Day.
Ooh.
The whole month of July.
Sounds like I'm going to gain 10 pounds in July.
Still to come, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're on the go, whether you're on vacation or on the way to work. On the way, Pine Otter Days. I'm excited about it. Every year, I anxiously await being named Pine Otter of the Year.
Oh, sure.
This started way back in 1982.
Pine Otter of the Year.
That's your lifelong dream?
It is, pretty much. And it's a challenge, really, to get the award before Mark Lawrence gets it. So we've been...
Oh, has Mark Lawrence not received Pine Otter of the Year?
Heck no.
Yeah, I don't think he has yet.
The last person around here to get it was Roger Haddon Sr., which was years ago.
That makes sense,
though. And we had a little party. It was great. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting since 1982 when I set foot in the door. Now, I didn't think I would get it when I left this company, but well, technically I still could have got it because I was living out there in Point Township where the men are men and so are the women. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was excited that I had this chance, but they always, rightfully so, appoint an elder statesperson. Can I say statesperson?
You can say statesperson, yeah.
Who has done a lot in the community.
Okay.
Well, guess what? I ain't getting any younger. So I would like to think that sooner or later, I'm going to be that elder statesman.
Okay, here's my question. Do we need to start then a campaign? Because obviously you're not receiving it this year, but for 2020, do we need to have a campaign to vote Tom Morgan?
Hang on a minute.
Pine Otter of the Year.
How do you know I'm not getting it this year? It's going to be announced tonight. Don't crush my hopes. I still have the hopes that tonight it's going to be announced.
Okay, then I won't take that away from you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we'll have to start this campaign.
Okay, so then, all right. Let's just, a little pre-planning the just in case.
Just in case? Just in case I lose?
Just in case you are not named Pine Otter of the Year.
Now, I'm not a sore loser. I'm not a good loser, but I'm not a sore loser. So if somebody else gets it, congrats. If Mark Lawrence gets it, I'm going to be a little upset. Okay, but I will shake his hand as a coworker and say congratulations. But I'll tell you what, if I get it, there's going to be a party. There's going to be fireworks.
Like,
there's going to be.
How do you know Mark Lawrence won't have a party?
Mark? Really?
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to party. I feel like you would throw a party the likes of which the Pine Otters have never seen.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tom would take it to a whole new level.
And by the end of that party, everybody would be doing spin art in King Street Park. This is what I'm saying.
I'm just double checking, though. Technically, to be a Pine Otter, you must reside in Northumberland or Point Township.
I own a house in Point Township.
Okay, so then there it is.
There it is.
I'm eligible for this then, too.
Yes, you are.
Dude, you are, but you're a rookie. I've waited for 37 years for this. Now, don't you go butting in
my Lord.
On my chance to be
I would
Pine
never
Otter
do yet. Such a thing to you.
You just bought a house there. How many months ago?
Four. January.
You can't be Pine Otter of the Year when you only live there 4 years.
I'm just pointing out the facts that I am now a Point Township resident. So
okay.
Why are we talking so much about this when all Jordan and I want to talk about is the fact that there will be funnel cake in the park?
Okay, fine.
Absolutely. We're ready for it. I'm ready.
Listen up.
And or monkey bread.
If you're going to eat the monkey bread and the funnel cakes at Pine Otter Days this week, make sure you vote for the man who made it happen, Tom Morgan.
How did you make it happen?
I'm just stretching it. You know, like people that run for president lie all the time.
They do.
Yes.
They do.
I want to be Pine Otter of the Year. I've wanted to be Pine Otter of
you're
the Year.
You're coloring since the truth the color that you would like it to be.
Well, yeah,
sort
maybe
of painting
that.
The picture
bit.
That you want people to see.
But when I moved here in 1982, they told me, you're not from here. I was like, but I'm here. That was 1982. It's now 2019, and I'm still waiting to get the coveted award.
All right. Well, if it doesn't happen for you tonight, don't be sad. We'll work on your campaign management beginning tomorrow.
I second that.
Okay, fine. News is next. Oh, I like this month. July is Celebrate Kids Month with Knoebels on 94KX. We made a winner this morning, but listen all the time. And you can win lots of stuff from Knoebels.
And also, this year we're changing it up a little bit. So each week there are different prizes to be had, but then you're also qualified for your party of choice at Knoebels. Whether it's a Kids Corner birthday party, a laser command party, or a pool party, you can basically enjoy tons of summer fun from us in Knoebels.
I would love to have a pool party at Knoebels.
Me too.
I was going to say, actually, should we have like a 94KX staff party?
I totally would be down for that.
We should do that. Do you need me to make that happen?
Yes.
Picture the caddy party in Caddyshack, and then that's us just invading.
I have it on good authority that Knoebels Crystal Pool, they actually listen to us. They have it locked to 94KX most days.
There we go.
We need a pool party.
All right.
And nobody bring a Baby Ruth bar, but it'll be fun. Okay, that's it.
Chris, or make it happen.
Kids Month.
He's sassy this morning.
He is. Okay. He's a good little talking to.
Our very own Mertz, he's doing something with the dog in his
Well, she's giving him treats, so that's okay. He loves his Auntie Mertzy.
All right. We love kids all month long. Celebrate Kids Month, and we thank Knoebels for being part of it. Also, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Camp Mount Luther, Oberdorf Carpet One, and PA Mentor, all in there to help us out all month long.
We love kids, and we also love Knoebels.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up the show, Sweet and Psycho. I'll take the sweet, leave the side of Psycho for someone else.
Sounds good. It's not you, it's me.
There you go. That was the number two, though. We need to talk.
We need to talk.
Finishing number one as far as the top 10 breakup lines. Go to our social media and let us know.
That's right. There are a couple of brutal ones on there, though.
Yeah.
Ew, like I feel super bad.
I know. Some people have commented some pretty personal things that are like, ow.
Which is fine, but oh my gosh, breaking up with someone on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve! Yeah,
that's like the worst thing you can do.
True story. I got dumped about a week before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and I already had all the presents purchased for this woman.
Okay.
So I went to a local said establishment for beverages.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Because
I
was sad. Because you were sad.
And every time I saw a single woman in that establishment, I would ask her what size she was.
Stop
because
it.
I have free gifts for you.
No way.
And I gave them all away.
Wow. And it actually worked.
It worked. I made some friends that evening.
I bet you did. It was Santa Tom.
It was Santa Tom. Sean Carey's on the way next. He's coming off late fireworks in Lewisburg that were postponed until last night.
Check it all out on our social media, though. Sean Carey did go live on our Facebook page, and the fireworks display, kudos to Wise Markets. They were the sponsor for that. And then also the Blaze Alexander Ford soundtrack.
It was excellent.
It was excellent. Who is it? Is it Neil Young, America the Beautiful. Oh, it's like.
Oh, there was everybody. There was Lee Greenwood in there.
Yes,
there was,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, even some Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Yeah.
They're coming to America. Chris Elio does a great Neil Diamond.
He does
Diamond.
A perfect Neil Diamond
anyway,
impression.
Anyway, great time in Lewisburg. Great times waiting for you.
And tomorrow morning
in Pine Nutter Park.
Yes, for Pine Nutter Days. And tomorrow for Try Tuesday, we're headed out to Gilson.
That's right. Gilson Snow Day is coming up at the end of the month with 94KX. But they've added a new feature, the Snow Beast Challenge.
We're going to try out some of this stuff. It's going to be really fun. You're not going to want to miss it tomorrow.
I can't wait till my next surgery. Sean Carey's next. See you, everybody.
Bye.